Welcome to the Space Show, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew. What we do at RMIT then is we, as I said earlier, we're basically an applications group, so we tend to be looking at solving problems that are related to environmental or perhaps mineral exploration or perhaps other sorts of things. We have another project looking at fuel reduction burns in forest areas. This project is basically, again, trying to set up a system by which the government basically wants to burn litter in the beneath the vegetative cover of the forests, and it's very difficult to monitor that and map that so that they know where the forest has been burnt and where it hasn't been burnt. So one way of doing that is to try and look, if you like, through the dense foliage of the tree cover. So we've got a project that's looking at digital data for that purpose. Now, we're investigating thematic mapper data, but it would seem at this stage that probably airborne scanner data will be more effective. That's a second project.
So that's one where the satellite, in fact, may not be particularly useful.
That's right. That's right. Another area that we're looking at and working on is basically linking remote sensing with what we call geographic information systems and the global positioning system.
What's the global positioning system?
The global positioning system is a series of satellites which, by using, if you like, a black box here on Earth, we can effectively get a distance to the satellite, and from getting the distance to a series of satellites, we can pinpoint the accuracy of where we are. So the idea is basically that, or what we're looking at, coming, I guess, from a mapping direction, our concern is mapping. Our experience in part is in surveying and cartography. So we see ourselves as having a particular interest in the mapping side of remote sensing, if you like. So we're looking a lot at getting the remotely sensed data, but recognising that there are geometric problems with that data, and then being able to, if you like, rectify or get that data so that it can sit on top of, if you like, well, for example, a 1 to 100,000 map, so that there is then no error in terms of the satellite data or the aircraft scan data. Now, to do that, one way is that we need to have control, ground control. We need to have points of known coordinate both in the satellite data or aircraft data and on the ground. We then mathematically manipulate and change the remaining satellite data based on the mathematical relationship between the ground coordinates of the points and the equivalent path row number of those points in the data set itself. Now, to do that, to effectively carry out that process, we need to be able to get control or ground control of points that we can recognise in the satellite data. That can be done from existing maps if that's accurate enough, or otherwise we need to go out in the field and do it. Now, we see that using GPS, as we call it, that is a very effective way of getting that ground control. The other area is for the RMIT Centre for Remote Sensing is the Geographic Information System. And we see that remote sensing itself is not something that really stands alone, but it is part of, as I mentioned earlier, solving problems. And many of the problems that we're looking at involve a variety of data sets, not just satellite data, but a lot of other sorts of data sets. Now, what has happened in recent times as we've had the development of software such as ArcInfo, which is looking at, and we call it geographic information systems, that is, it is a layered type system where various data sets can be sat one on top of the other, that the system then involves modelling and developing scenarios and what if what will happen if this set of circumstances apply, or what will happen if that set of circumstances apply. So in terms of, and it's very important, of course, when you're overlaying various data with varying accuracies of different types, that there'd be some geometric framework.
So you can actually put into your computer model then what would happen if the temperature rose 2 degrees, or what would happen if there's an extra dry summer or whatever?
Well, yes, we could do that. In fact, we would need specific software for things like what happened if the temperature rose 2 degrees. But what the type of thing that we're doing currently are things like putting together satellite data, air photo data, aircraft scan data, map data, contour data, and so on. Now, we can then put in varying sun angles. We can then relate that to things like runoff. We can put in soil patterns, those sorts of things. So it tends to be, rather than what happens if the temperature rises 2 degrees, it tends to be more one of things directly related to the land itself, in terms of, well, with a certain sun aspect and a certain rainfall and given certain soils, you know, should you build a house there, or is it likely to flood, or something like that.
I see. So a farmer, for example, or a town planner would find this data most useful?
Yes, certainly. We're doing several projects that relate to that type of thing. We've got a project running with the Shire of Melton where we're looking at urban change in a fringe area where there is new houses being built in subdivision. It's of interest to develop models as to what could or should happen into the future. So we've got a pilot study running with the Shire of Melton using thematic mapper data, again air photos, and various ground collected information together with soils and vegetation and so on. Another area is in the Warren Bane Boho area, where one of our staff are looking at mapping dryland salinity recharge areas from thermal data. But again, he's got thematic mapper data, but he's finding that it's the aircraft scan data that's most useful for that exercise.
So once again, satellites aren't the answer to everything.
The satellites certainly aren't the answer to everything. We're finding that it's the integration of various data sets, the power of geographic information systems, the linkage with the global positioning system to give us the geometric framework, and with the satellite data being repetitive, it provides a very powerful overall tool for the solution of problems. And really that's what we're on about, is talking in a very multidisciplinary way with a variety of people and putting together what the problem is, and then endeavouring to come up with some sort of effective solution to that problem.
Well, whoever would have thought that satellite data could have helped build a house?
Oh, well, that's right.
Well, thank you for joining us today on The Space Show.
Fine, thanks.
Thank you, Greg.